This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem flagship media group stations here in Tampa, Florida. We are a national syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the security officers, and those people that also work in construction, not to forget about our truck stop waitresses pouring the coffee at night for the drivers, and our convenience store clerks, too. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The probe of the possible Russian meddling into the 2016 U.S. election led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller is wrapping up, according to Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who told reporters on Monday the probe was close to being completed.
Correct. He had been fully briefed, apparently, in the last couple of days on the status of the Mueller team. And he was giving a press conference on some other matter and kind of as a ending comment. That's what he had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, you know, I've kind of said this. In fact, I wrote an article about it over at Political Vanguard that was, in fact, the case. If the arrest happens on Roger Stone, who, in my opinion, is kind of a...
He's a character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, if they're going after people like him, then they're really kind of finished.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you think Corsi gets arrested, that's the other one.
Well, I'm not convinced I know that he's going to be, so I can't really speak to that.
Okay, because he kept saying he was going to, didn't happen. But anyway, all right, Nancy Pelosi and President Trump have agreed for him to give the State of the Union address next Tuesday, February the 5th, in a joint session of Congress.
Correct.
So, all's well that ends well.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, we shall see.
All right, now,
I guess the bigger question is how many of the... And her caucus will even show up.
Or sit on their hands. Right?
Well, they always do that, regardless of who it is.
Now, I want to mention something here that I found quite interesting yesterday. The Border Patrol wives have invited Speaker Pelosi to see what's happening in person, live and in living color, along the border. And they said, don't worry, you'll be safe with our husbands down here because they'll be all around you and you'll be well protected. And they want to have her come down and take a first-hand look at what's actually going on the border. Is she going to do that?
No.
So, therefore, she's got egg in her face for not wanting to see what's really going on.
Well, you know, say what you want. I mean, I would argue here at this point that how many Democrats have actually gone to that border?
I can't tell you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So has anybody gone down there from the Democratic side?
Yeah, but I don't know how many of them are necessarily important enough in the caucus to have any kind of influence. So is she going to go? I doubt it.
Mm. Now, the people, some of the Democrats are starting to come out of the woodwork and saying, look, we made a mistake. We never should have shut the government down for this long. Surely we can come to some sort of agreement on a border barrier, not wall, barrier.
Well, I mean, Trump has even called, you want to call it a barrier? Fine. In some places it might be a wall, in other places it might be a barrier, in other places it might be something else. Logistically, given the topography of the entire border, there are places that you couldn't necessarily put a concrete wall. So, I mean, we're arguing over things that I think everybody necessarily agrees with, but that's just very typical of Washington, D.C., you know, though we start getting into semantics.
Now, we're going to start talking about Venezuela for one simple reason.
Oy.
Venezuela, the president yesterday came out with some severe financial penalty sanctions against Citgo and the oil company in Venezuela. And while Citgo has got three refineries in the United States, and they usually send money back over to Venezuela, that just isn't going to happen. They put a freeze on everything. No money will be leaving the country.
That's precisely right. The other company is necessarily called Paviso, which is, you know, we have to necessarily understand, too, that Citgo is an American company until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And last month, I believe it was, the Maduro regime sent an envoy over to Britain to ask Britain to release $1.7 billion in gold that is, in fact, Venezuela, sitting in a British bank. Per the United States request, they told them no.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more about Venezuela, including more about what it is they're doing. And, oh, by the way, John Bolton yesterday, was it a mistake or was it not a mistake when we saw what it said in his clipboard? We'll tell you. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. Now, the United States Concealed Carry Association, for just a few dollars a month, can provide their members with all kinds of information, not only legal defense in case you need to have it, but also all kinds of training out there. You can become a much better skilled at what you do when you use a firearm or maybe a knife or a club or a bat or whatever it is you use, because the USCCA wants you to know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo link that's right there on the right column of the homepage. There you have it. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back to Venezuela, but before we get to Venezuela, there's a bi story coming out of out of Brazil. We're being told that there were 8 sirens around the mine that failed. And there were no, well, it says mine. I'm just reading what it said. It's from NPR, so what do they know? But anyway, there were 8 sirens around the dam that failed. There were no warnings before Friday's incident, and a statement from the company claimed the speed in which the event happened made sounding an alarm impossible. Are you kidding me?
Well, we don't know if, in fact, you know, there was some kind of a, when there was a breach, that it took the power system with it so mm-hmm. the alarms wouldn't work.
Well, what a shame.
Yes, it is.
And now Israel is there with their high-tech equipment to try to help in whatever way they can, I guess, for recovery.
Correct.
Yeah, because I doubt they'll find anybody alive in the mess. All right, now, back to
Venezuela, very
well. Quick. Here's what's really happened. In the last several months, Mike Pence, the vice president, has been down to visiting the leaders in Latin America for quite some time, knowing that this election of Maduro for a second term was coming up. We have been warning, Latin America that whatever happened here, we knew that the election was going to be an illegitimate fraudulent election. So they were making provisions on what to do and where to go should he be reelected. And as a consequence, the United States had worked to have somebody else in the wings, in the ranks to replace him. Hence the reason that we have Guaido. Okay, so having said that, I think Pence was somewhat introducing Guaido to Latin American leaders. All right, so he's now the interim president, and mm-hmm. there will have to be another election mm-hmm. whenever that is called for to formally, according to their constitution, to formally put him in office or somebody else. But we're Maduro's finished.
Now, well, he was playing with the army yesterday on some kind of live fire maneuvers.
Okay, so what has really happened here is that Russia has sent in 400 of their fun little guys with the Wagner Group, which is otherwise known as their paramilitary operation, allegedly protect Maduro. What they're really doing is ensuring that nothing happens to Maduro and that should he or when he is deposed, meaning when he goes away, that nothing happens to him, which is fine. But in the meantime, Maduro had sent in an envoy over to Britain to see if the country would release $1.7 billion in Venezuelan gold that is in a Britain bank. At the behest of the United States, we told Britain to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And that did, in fact, happen. Britain refused to give the gold back to Maduro. Now, that's not to say that they wouldn't release the gold altogether, but you have to go back to a legitimate government at some point, like through the elections. There is an additional $7.8 billion in gold and in some other banking institution. My poking around says it's in Turkey, mm-hmm. but I can't prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is particularly interesting is the United States is doing what they can do in order to preserve whatever wealth is left that belongs to Venezuela for the Venezuelan people. There are several ships out there at sea that is full of Venezuelan oil that has been bought and paid for. We are not stopping that. But we are ensuring that those monies and any other monies dealing with their oil go into what is a closed account so Maduro can't get his hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be preserved for the Venezuelan people and for the country itself. So the United States has been talking in the last several weeks to all domestic oil companies that are doing business in Venezuela, buying and selling their oil and refining and so forth, warning them that we are working diligently to preserve whatever we possibly can once the country becomes restabilized.
Now, there was another twist to all this, because yesterday in a meeting that John Bolton was in, he had a yellow pad.
Mm-hmm.
And that yellow pad was exposed to where you could see the words, 5,000 troops to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think, knowing John Bolton and how thorough he is, that he accidentally showed that. I think he did that on purpose to send a message to Maduro that, hey, man, we're getting ready.
I don't think the message was really from Maduro. I think it was from Russia.
All right. Okay.
So they just said that Russia sent in
400.
You know, right. So what is of interest here is that Maduro apparently, as of yesterday, was prepared to talk. Talk to who and talk to about what, we don't know. But I would say that he knows that his days are clearly numbered. So he wants to probably say, okay, I'll go. But if I go, I want to make sure that I am safe, that nobody comes after me, that I can have some kind of funds. I can live off of this and that and, you know, so forth and so on. So he is, in fact, prepared to have some kind of a conversation about how and where he goes as I see it. I can't prove that. That's just the way these kinds of things happen.
Well, to make one of the states happy, he's got to go somewhere. Let's see, what was that? There was something I remember they had to go somewhere.
Well, he would probably end up in Cuba.
Okay, that's, yeah.
That's how I see it. Again, I can't prove anything. But it's also important to understand that there are 25,000 Cuban troops, Cuban military in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So you've got 25,000, you got his own, and then you got the, you know, the Russian Wagner group. So things could get a little testy there. But apparently, we have kept Guaido safe enough that he is apparently planning some kind of a rally or some kind of a protest. I don't know what we necessarily want to call it on Saturday.
Needs to be careful.
Well, that's the reason we're doing what we're doing, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in other news, the Chinese vice premier is being met by what? Is he being met by President Trump or one of the underlings for trade this week?
No, he won't. I don't think he'll meet with Trump.
All right, and that's going to take place where? In the is it going to take place in the White House or somewhere else?
I have no idea.
Okay, but that's the big deal going on there right now. And the president also warned the Iranians. The Europeans. Not to try to evade the sanctions that are on Iran, because some of the countries that are doing business with Iran are just kind of saying, too bad, so sad, we're going to do business, and that's that.
That's kind of an old topic. We've been around and around and around and around with some use on this.
Right.
So, we'll
okay.
See.
All right, well, we'll let you go, and have a good day. Write a whole bunch of articles so we can read them.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go there, check out her great articles that she has to write, and you'll know what's going on when she puts them out there. Meantime, I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news out of Houston, Texas, where five police officers shot and hurt while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two suspects reportedly killed. In a tweet, Houston police report the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. In other news from inside the Beltway, President Trump's acting attorney general says Robert Mueller's report close to being completed. Nasty cold winter weather across the country. It's January, after all. Wind chill in Chicago and the upper Midwest, minus 45 to minus 60. And Atlanta in the south could see snow ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. Now, I'm going to let them tell you right now about what they're all about, so here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future of pay raise or promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can check them out online at naa.edu, but they've got two locations where you can go in person, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, the other right here in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay area, and take a tour, which is what I'd recommend. Find out what they're all about. Ask the questions. Get the answers. Now, in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. That's just that simple. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, we've had a couple of interesting things happen in the past day or so. One of them is China's economy is rapidly decelerating. Now, from Andy Putzner, who happens to be a writer for Fox News, he says President Trump is exposing China's economic vulnerability, showing that the communist nation cannot maintain its rapid growth without its patently unfair mercantilist trade policies. And for the first time in decades, the U.S. has opened up and openly challenged Beijing's aggressive trade manipulations, slapping targeted counter tariffs on Chinese goods and pressuring the communist regime to change its potential policies. So far, the strategy has been remarkably successful, forcing Beijing to lower its tariffs on U.S. automobile manufacturers by 25% while continuing to negotiate with the White House on a potential trade deal. And as Denise and I talked about here in the earlier segment this hour, the Chinese are here with their trade rep, and they are having discussions with us, and we'll let you know if there's any breakthroughs. And lost amid the mainstream media's coverage of the border security debate is this factoid from a recent ABC Washington Post poll. Most American voters believe the United States is doing too little to keep illegal aliens from coming to the United States. Now, Timothy Mead of Town Hall is reporting that that figure includes 4 in 5 Republicans and more than one-third of the Democrats and a majority of the independents. This is important in the scheme of things because opinion is starting to change. We know that. We now know that. Opinion is starting to change. Now, we also have things going on down on the border, which those are starting to change too, I might add. And I want you to listen to this representative, Democratic Senator Maggie Hansen, who talks about strategic fencing. Listen to this. Strategic fencing.
Include strategic fencing in
okay.
certain places. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's significant. You know, that's an area where you differ from a number of your Democratic colleagues. So you would, if it includes other things like technology that you talked about, agree to some amount of funding for a border barrier. How much?
Well, so what I think is important over the next several weeks is that we listen to the people on the front lines. I was down on the border last May, and what the CBP told me was they needed more agents, we need more immigration judges, we need better technology, especially at our ports of entry, and in some places we need to improve fencing, repair fencing, or perhaps put in some new fencing. You know, what we need to be doing is focus on what the experts are telling us they need, and I think that there is a lot of common ground around that, and I'll continue to push people to look for common ground and come to compromise, because that's what we're supposed to do.
Is $5.7 billion for a border barrier number you could get behind, should it come with permanent protection for Dreamers, which, by the way, the president really backed away from that in this Wall Street Journal article. But should he come to the table with a permanent protection for Dreamers, could you come to the table with $5.7 billion for a wall?
Here's the problem with that whole question, Poppy, is that we have seen that every time the president hints at endorsing permanent protection for Dreamers. The people around him and the far right wing, the Ann Coulters of the world, who, you know, make money by being outrageous and unreasonable, pull him back. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think what we should focus on is bipartisan work to listen to the experts on the front lines. They have all said that especially they need more personnel, more technology, and in some places some fencing. And I will continue to listen to them, and I'll continue to work towards that kind of agreement. We've got a group of bipartisan appropriators on this committee of conference. They are people with a variety of perspectives, and I think what we're going to see is them working very hard to come up with a bipartisan agreement here.
Now, think about what she just said, listening to the people on the ground. That is something that Nancy Pelosi so far has chosen not to do, and it's something that she should be doing as a leader. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She has to take at face value what's being told her. So why not get down on the ground, as this senator apparently has done? Why not get down on the ground, take a look for yourself and see what's going on, and listen to the experts tell you what it needs and why it needs it? And just open your mind a little bit, and your eyes too. I think that's a great idea. But hey, that's just me. That's just me. Now, we have a problem in Camp Lejeune. We've had a problem there. And the Navy's announcement last week that it would deny 4,400 claims from Marines and their families who say contaminated water at Camp Lejeune caused cancers and other serious illnesses raised the question on whether any affected military community could ever be compensated for the ailments that they now face. To that, I say, truck on, Marines, because you need to get that. That coverage needs to be put there for you. They need to take, they need to honor that, take care of that, because we know the water at Camp Lejeune back in the day was not safe because it was contaminated with some chemicals from World War II and even Korea, for that matter, from different bombs and armaments that were left behind and buried right there, not very far away from the water supplies, if you will. So what happened was that got in there and contaminated. We know that. So let's hope the Navy does the right thing. I certainly do. Now, the Pentagon's Iron Dome is raising questions on U.S. troops' protection, because the Pentagon's decision to acquire Israel's U.S.-funded Iron Dome system to defend American troops is raising questions from military experts about whether or not the missile defense batteries can handle the emerging threats from Russia and China. Well, I guess you don't know till you try it now, do you? But if that's the only problem they got, then they're not doing bad. They're not doing bad, considering. And Turkey is being told they must withdraw their forces from Syria before activating the treaty that Syria and Turkey agreed upon. Okay, we'll see how that plays out. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We're going to talk about some stuff there, find out about our finances and a couple other things. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Larry Elder. By the way, today, you can come have lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue over there in the Town and Country section of Tampa, right there at the north end of the airport runway. Now, you come up to Veterans Expressway. That's the easiest way if you're coming from Tampa or St. Pete, in my opinion. But come up to Veterans Expressway, get off at Waters Avenue, make a right, go through the first light, and we're between the first and the second light, right there on the right. Great big American flag right there, and you'll see the building, Mission Barbecue. Come on in and enjoy a great lunch today with the Captain. I get there at noon. I'm there till 1:30. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Busy day yesterday in that we had the Venezuelan sanctions announced, and there's a couple different things I'm thinking about here. Citgo is the American version of the Venezuelan oil company from Venezuela, correct?
Yes.
And they're here in the United States. And they have now been told that any money that they take in, they can still conduct their business and do what they're doing, but not one dime can leave the United States.
So they're going to be keeping the cash that's here. You know, what's interesting is that, one of the things about Venezuela, which is kind of odd, is the fact that, you know, a lot of their oil is a heavy crude.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only people that can actually refine it, which is interesting. So they're going to actually ship it to us to be refined here. We're the only ones capable of actually refining their crude. So, you know, they're kind of stuck. They most certainly need us to stay in business.
Well, they have three refineries. Now, I believe all three of their refineries are on the Mississippi River, and I believe one is in northern Illinois, and I believe one is up in Minnesota.
Well, I'm not sure exactly where they are. It's just the type of oil that they pump out of the ground is a heavy crude. We have to refine it. So they are, without a doubt, stuck. And when talking about being able to really paralyze that country, without a doubt, any type of sanctions we put on them could really, really hurt them.
Okay. Well, anyway, their money is going to have to stay here. We definitely put sanctions on their parent company down there in Venezuela, which, by the way, has got a Russian investment in it, correct?
Well, Russia's, you know, that is the concern, is that, you know, obviously it's been the concern, is that, you know, Russia or China get a foothold in South America by taking control of some of these things. They've already invested a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And their worries is that they're not going to get paid back. And they, you know, if Maduro goes, they don't know if, you know, the new incoming government will say, you know, forget it, we're not going to pay these various different loans back. So they've made a pretty sizable investment within that country as the country's been going down. And that investment may go by the wayside. That they're concerned about that.
Now, according to the former executive Andy Pusker, who writes in Fox News, President Trump is exposing China's economic vulnerability, showing that the communist nation cannot maintain its rapid growth without its patently unfair mercantilist trade policies, referring to the fact that their economy is rapidly decelerating.
Oh, there's no doubt it's decelerating. And it's also affecting, you know, companies here in the United States as well. The world doesn't want China's economy to fall apart. You're talking a very, very big market over there. You could see that yesterday in some of the corporate earnings numbers that were coming out, in particular Caterpillar. So, we don't want their economy to fall apart, but we want trade with China to be reasonable and fair. And you don't want it to be a policy where they're taking advantage of us here in the United States. So, again, you know, it's in their best interest as well to get a trade deal done that's going to work, and the world as well. So, you know, we're able to take it, you know, obviously on the chin much better than they are, without a doubt.
Now, the head financial cheerleader yesterday, Larry Kudlow, came out and said there's been no permanent damage from the shutdown.
I mean, I don't know what permanent damage would be caused. Permanent damage, some people, you know, talking about, you know, well, geez, big, you know, hit to the economy. Yeah, everything that was going to be done that, you know, didn't happen is going to eventually be done. So I don't see it as a big deal.
Well, yeah, because I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself when I'm hearing this, okay, just exactly what were you looking for? By the way, remember the big wildfires in California?
How could you forget?
Insurance claims from those California wildfires have topped $11.4 billion.
Yeah, you know, obviously this is going to most certainly affect insurance markets and how much insurance is going to cost moving forward. And obviously there's a lesson to be learned in regards to pricing insurance out. I mean, I talked about the California wildfires and put it into perspective in regards to numbers. The California wildfires have always happened. But the reality is that there's more people living in these areas now, a lot more people than there used to be, and they have sizable homes. It's a natural occurring event out there in California, but now that there's people in the way, there's costs involved.
Yeah, and a lot of people died in that, remember?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because you know the speed of the fire, how quickly it moved, the inability to get out of the way. It was terrible situation. But again, this is something as well. You're going to really have to manage these things and have to do controlled burns and handle a lot of this unless this thing is going to continue to happen, because they happen automatically. You can't make them go away.
Speaking of going away, I thought we'd heard about the last we heard out of Huawei, and all of a sudden, here they are back again. The U.S. has charged Huawei with fraud and stealing trade secrets, so they're in big trouble yet.
Yeah, which is interesting timing due to the trade negotiations taking place with China.
That's right.
Again, it's almost like I think we're not backing down from our position. So, again, I'm kind of, you know, most people kind of find it interesting that we're continuing to push forward with these going after Huawei. But most of the globe, anyway, already has been dropping using their technology completely and just saying, you know what, we're not going to use Huawei technology. And, again, these are hits to China without a doubt, and they know it. So, you know, we're going to see where they end up and where they go.
Now, the U.S. has also announced yesterday that they've delayed the GDP report after the government shutdown. Should we be concerned about that? Because we were expecting, what, 3%?
I don't think you're going to get 3%. I don't. I mean, it'd be pretty amazing if you do. But I think the government shutdown slowed it down, and I would expect, you know, maybe in the low twos. But, again, it's not the end-all, be-all by any stretch. I don't know when they're planning on releasing it. I don't know why the delays. I mean, why there's going to be such a delay. The number is what the number is.
Mm. Well, you never know about these things, and you always have to kind of scratch your head and go,
yeah.
Gee, I wonder. Okay, well, you know, now we've had to worry about fake news, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
Now we're getting fake medical news, which is putting lives at risk. Some of these products that, they'll cure the world. If you got this problem and that pain and this pain, it'll do it all. And it's just not true.
Oh, is this with the pharmaceuticals on commercials?
Yep.
Well, listen, my opinion is that you want to try to use the least amount of any sort of help or drugs as you possibly can. The human body is an amazing thing that can cure itself. A lot of these commercials, and I don't even understand why they allow these advertisements on TV, you know, list this, you know, any type of ailment that you may have, and for some reason they have a cure for it. And you know, oftentimes it's stuff that your body can heal on its own. And you want to try to avoid all that stuff as best you possibly can.
What did you think when you heard about the U.S. Border Patrol finding people with flesh-eating bacteria on their skins? And by the way, the Border Patrol has hospitalized a bunch of sick migrants for this flesh-eating bacteria that they've got, and other illnesses, too.
There's nothing new in regards to immigrants coming to the country. They used to screen people coming into Ellis Island. This is something that has to be taken care of. You got to be careful when you've got people coming in from different parts of the globe, especially people moving in a caravan, and you're talking about, hygienic conditions that are not up to snuff. So, yeah, I mean, this is why you have a border. It's very, very important to kind of keep these things out. I mean, you get reasons when you come flying into the country, you're not allowed to bring certain, you know, fruits and vegetables into the country and other things for fear of bringing bugs or whatever it may be in here. Most certainly human beings can carry something as well.
All righty. Well, here comes the music in my ear. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Catch him over there on our sister station, 1380 The Biz. And for those of you around the country that want to know how to hear him, go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out when his show is played around the country. Meantime, I'm coming back. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, will be with us. He's back from Texas. I think he just rode in on his Palomino. I'll make sure, and I'll ask him if he's got a Stetson hat to go along with it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on a Captain's America Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.